You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
There's a place here at the table. Your coats go by the door. You can kick your shoes off in that pile on the floor. I hope you wore elastic, 'cause your waistband's gonna get tight. Daytime's done, we're having a night.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
From New York City, where we just walked through what seemed like a bit of a riot.
Yeah. The most exciting thing was the line of horses.
The line of horses was exciting until then it looked like they were starting to, like, not attack people, but they were trying to clear the block out.
Apparently. People were holding, but policemen were holding their batons. They were not in their belts.
Exactly. Exactly. They were not slung.
No.
Apparently a twitcher said that he was giving away free PlayStations, and mayhem ensued.
Yeah, that's all we know.
What does a PlayStation even look like nowadays?
No clue. Couldn't tell you.
What if you were married to a gamer?
Oh my God. Wow. You would, I mean, your apartment or your home would be filled with, like, gadgets. You would have all the coolest gadgets.
And you'd have one of those chairs. Like a gaming chair.
Oh, weird. And you'd have, like, a room with lots of screens in it.
Wow. Yeah, you'd have to have just sort of like a separate room that was just for your partner who was a gamer.
Like their home office game room.
Yeah, exactly.
Does the gaming happen a lot at night? Why do I think it does?
I think it happens a lot in the dark.
Right.
But I think that's part of the point, is that sometimes people, like, don't get up from their session for more than like 12 hours.
Weird. And it's so
weird.
You may
have bed sores, but you did win your game.
Yeah. Oof. It's such a huge, massively popular thing, but it's so, you do it alone. So it's like, I'm so far away from it. You know,
yeah.
It's shocking to me how many people were all in Union Square. I'm like, this many people know what Twitch is? I would not have known what Twitch was except once one of our neighbors worked for Twitch.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, she seemed cool.
Well, my friend Ilana started a company called Kitch, which is like Twitch, but for chefs.
Okay.
So I think it's like chefs making videos.
Oh,
that's... Because also what's crazy about Twitch is, like, it's gamers just doing videos of them gaming.
Right.
Right. It's not like it is its own game.
No.
Right.
It's really, like, it's shameful, I think. But, or, like, that's what people want to watch? They want to watch other people playing games?
Do you think that that's what people feel when they go to the theater? They're like, that's what people want to watch? A bunch of people pretending to be other people?
Oh, my God. How dare you?
I think it might be true. Hold on. I'm going to try to... I'm going to turn this one notch down. Hello,
okay.
One notch down. How's that for sound?
Were we too loud before?
I think, like, slightly, but I think... Nope, never mind. Hold on. Turning it back up.
Okay.
Woohoo! Okay. Anyway, that was exciting. I really hope it doesn't escalate into something more violent than what we saw.
No.
This makes me nervous.
Me too.
Seeing a bunch of cops in riot gear. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the meat of the episode with a question. What was your wine and what was your sediment of the week?
Oh, my God. My wine of the week was... God, I'm really never prepared. And that's... I feel like I'm failing at improv. But here I am. At least I'm honest. I'm honest about it. What I lack in improvisational skills, I make up in honesty and vulnerability.
Totally. That's why you're such a good actor.
Oh, yeah. Let me start with my sediment, actually. I overcooked some duck that was just sad.
Mm.
It just...
Pan-seared?
Pan-seared, and then I threw it in the oven for too long.
Ugh. And, like, overcooked duck, it's so stringy. It doesn't do what chicken does. I mean, obviously, the meat looks completely different. It's like... It turns almost to, like, dust.
chewy dust.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? It's like the texture, it's so mealy almost.
Yeah, weird. It's gross. And kind of tastes like wet dog.
Yeah.
Ew.
Do you think duck is referred to as gamey? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it yeah. is, right?
Yeah. I was looking for places that sold dry aged duck.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find anywhere. Because all these recipes I was looking at were like, age your duck in your fridge. Like, can you imagine opening up your fridge and there's a duck? Literally, there was instructions to hang the duck.
Oh,
like rig a system where you're hanging the duck like by its feet, like
a full duck.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. But, what websites were you looking at?
Well, first of all, I was looking at the 11 Madison Park cookbook.
Okay.
But then I was just looking online, like how to age a duck, and that's how do it.
Wait,
on Serious Eats.
Why did you want to dry age it?
Because I think it's. I was trying to follow this recipe, and it's apparently much better.
Interesting.
But you can't buy one, which I thought was so weird.
Well, I feel like most recipes call for fresh duck. What was the recipe?
It was the 11 Madison Square Park one. Yeah.
I mean, I do think like most recipes, you just use fresh duck.
But I think if you look up the series, there's some Serious Eats recipe for duck, and they talk about how duck is better when it's aged, dry aged.
I mean, I gotta say, when meat is dry aged or not, I'm like, I can't tell the difference. All I can tell is that sometimes with dry aging, they haven't cut off all of the dry age enough.
Ooh.
And it's very like sour.
Ooh.
It smells like old sweat.
Man.
Yeah. I remember buying a steak one time from like Whole Foods or something, which by the way, I went into today to return my milk bottle. I haven't shopped at Whole Foods in 4 years. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It feels really different than it used to, don't you think?
Well, this one is different.
Yeah. Well, they renovated it, but it also feels like much more just supermarkety.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, it doesn't feel like, it used to feel like a health food store.
Yeah, no, it hasn't felt like a health food store in 10 years.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Well.
Wait, hold on. But the dry aging of the duck... Oh, yeah, I bought a steak, and they hadn't cut off. And, like, you can see because it almost looks like leather.
Ew.
You know?
Yeah, I don't
want
that.
Okay, so that was your sediment.
Uh-huh. And my wine was what day is it? 2 days ago, I went to J.G. Mellon for a burger, and it was great. And sometimes that's all I need.
That's
it's like
right.
an old-timey burger place.
Meeting Harry for dinner tonight.
Oh, my God!
I hope he gets a seat. We'll
what
see.
Time?
Well, given our timing, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Before we go to the theater.
Okay.
I feel like I have something stuck on my cords.
Ew.
Well, that's great. Okay, wait. With the duck, were you like, I don't want to eat it like this. How can I save it? Or were you like, no, I'm just going to eat it and not give a shit?
I mean, there was no way to save. How do you save something
well,
that's overdone?
I was thinking, could you put it in a stew?
No, this is like their honey lavender thing.
Oh, wow. So. That's like a very over the top recipe, it sounds like.
Well, what they want you to do is, but I wasn't able to do any of that really. Like I had to make so many adjustments that it was just like, you know, the very lowbrow version.
Right. There's honey and there's lavender, but not in the way they want. Yeah.
No. So
I took a bottle of lavender extract and I poured it over my deck.
Oh God. It was fine.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Well, my sediment, thank you so much for asking, was all right, I'm gonna say something that I think might be somewhat controversial. I don't think bucatini is a good noodle.
I would agree.
So, all right, Harry and I were upstate at my parents' house. My parents were not there, it was just the two of us. And I had made this gorgeous fresh raw tomato sauce. So like cut plum, the teeny plum tomatoes. Are those still called plum?
I don't know. Like they're kind of long cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cut them in half and then in half horizontal. So in half lengthwise and half horizontally. So quarters. Garlic, a bunch of parsley. I was going to do like this sort of raw tomato sauce. And I grab a thing of bucatini.
Tough.
And in my head, I'm like, this doesn't seem like the right pasta for this sauce. Like,
correct.
You want something more of, like, a spaghetti, whatever. And I was like, oh, but if you put in enough Parmesan, then maybe that'll be good. Okay, whatever. I cooked the bucatini.
What was the brand?
It was an Italian brand.
Okay.
That looked like artisanal pasta.
Okay.
It actually, sometimes, do you ever see the pasta where it's, like, it loops back on itself?
Yeah, like they dried it hanging.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it was like that style. Mm-hmm. So I put in what's left of this package, and I think it's also like pretty expensive pasta. I don't know, the package was half open. I hope my dad doesn't care. I cook it. I take out a noodle, and it's like already overdone. And I'm like, fuck. Okay, I drain it immediately. I put it into the sauce. I mix it all up.
Breaks apart.
No, I take another noodle. It's fucking uncooked.
What?
Literally like way pre-al dente.
What?
So Harry and I start like taking various noodles. The ends are totally mush, and the center is like the center of the string is totally undercooked.
That's so weird.
It was so upsetting.
I'm like, how did that problem even...
So weird, right? And I was like, I stirred it. I wonder if it's like the water... Okay, hold on. Things are happening in my head. Let's just call it physics. What if... Because bucatini has the hole in the center,
yeah.
The boiling water didn't go all the way through the hole.
Okay.
And so it's like on the ends it got into the hole, but it didn't go into the center of the hole.
Like there's more water, hot water touching like the ends. And yes. There's like more surface air. I don't know.
Yeah. Because I'm like, that's the only explanation.
I mean, maybe because if it was curved, that right. would make sense.
I also feel like by the time I drained it, there was not as much water in the... As in, like, it wasn't swimming and it wasn't drowning in water.
Okay.
So I'm like, maybe it needed just a ton more water.
I don't know. I don't think so.
So I ended up literally, like, taking out all the individual noodles.
I'm putting them back in.
Cooking spaghetti.
Okay.
A beautiful thing of spaghetti and putting them in, and it was such a better noodle for the job.
Oh my gosh.
But it's like bucatini, it's too much chew. It's too much surface area for the sauce.
Yeah, I just never really understood what the novelty was, or the novelty just of the hole in the middle kind of wears off. It's too small for actually any sauce to get really in there.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I don't really get
small.
It.
I think it's like... It just is more like chew for each bite. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I'm not into.
I don't need it. I find that there's one brand in particular that always falls apart when I cook it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just never going to cook it again.
Don't. Why would
Bye,
you?
Bye, bucatini.
And you know what? Remember there was a shortage on it? There probably still is. So screw it.
I think because all of these people got obsessed with doing like cacio e pepe bucatini.
Oh my God.
Probably they do it at Via Carota or something, and everybody got... There was a run on the bucatini. Or they were using it for straws? Is that what happened?
Oh, I think there was something like that. It was definitely during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
What?
I went to this restaurant. This was a while ago. But in the West Village of New York City, and the waitress was referring to... There was like a cacio pepe pizza and a cacio pepe pasta, and she was referring to it as cacio pepe.
I was going to guess cacio.
No. I was
cacio.
Like, where... there. How do you live in New York, first of all, and not know how to say it? Because it's like a shishito pepper.
It's ubiquitous.
It's already trended. The trend is over.
Exactly. It's come and gone. It's like, that would be like saying burrata.
Yeah.
Which apparently New York Magazine is against burrata. I don't know if you read that.
No.
They were basically just like, it's a boring tasting ball of nothingness, which I'm like, all right. Okay, I hear you.
What?
It's definitely, the wave has crested, but I'll also go to town on burrata.
Wait, that was the centerpiece of my meal last night.
Okay.
It doesn't taste like nothing. It tastes like
tastes
cream
like fresh
and
milk.
Like fat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I
tastes like fresh milk.
I think it's, yeah, it's a perfect thing. Okay, hold on. Wait. All right. I think it's the perfect thing. It's the perfect neutral to balance out something else, right? To balance out the taste of basil, the taste of a good olive oil.
Yeah.
Or just like good salt. I do have to talk about my wine, as in my, you know, the wine to my sediment, but hold on. I'm flipped this page of notes and now I'm like, what was I talking about? What was I just talking? Oh, okay. In the New York Times Daily Briefing today, they had a sandwich, a tomato and cheddar mayonnaise sandwich. Did you see this?
No. How did I miss this recipe seemingly made for me?
Also, the idea that it is a recipe at all is hysterical.
True.
Although it's sort of an interesting method. You toast your bread. While your bread is toasting, you grate cheddar into the mayonnaise.
Okay.
Stir it together.
Okay.
Very, very sharp cheddar. Upon piping hot bread, you slather the mixture and you put a very thick piece of tomato on top.
Is the idea that the cheddar will melt a little bit?
I guess. Obviously, I think the idea is that the mayonnaise does melt onto the bread and maybe what you're left with is like sort of gooey cheddar.
Huh.
But then I feel like the coldness of the tomato will
stop.
Counteract
it's it. Like putting something in a nice bath.
Yeah, I think this is one of those recipes. Although I'm like, it was one of the few recipes where mayonnaise is a featured ingredient that I was like, I'd try that.
Huh. That's good. We're making progress here.
The visual on it was just too good to... Well, let me see if I can find it. I mean, it looks perfect.
That is so weird. They couldn't think of anything else. They were like scrambling. Oh, just make a sandwich with cheddar and mayonnaise and tomato. Go. Oh, God.
You know I think the New York Times cooking is always scrambling.
Yeah, I think maybe they don't... They have too much content and they're trying to like create too much content every day.
Yeah. No, it's exactly that. It's like, why does there need to be 12 new episodes,
mm-hmm.
same thing, 12 new recipes a day, 7 new recipes a day. How about 5 new recipes a month?
How about that?
New York Times. We already have an encyclopedia worth of recipes.
Right.
Let's just stop.
Right. Or like go back and change some of the ones that are bad or like edit them or put pictures in the ones that don't have pictures.
Yes. Now that I like. Let's revisit like Craig Claiborne stuff from like the late 80s and remake it with really good. That's fun. New York Times, I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
Such a good idea. Well, we're brilliant, but what else is new? Okay. My wine of the week was Mitch and I, our friend Mitch. Mitch and I went to this food court on 32nd between 5th and 6th, and we went to this Korean noodle stall called Nuna Noodles, which was incredible. We both got the icy spicy, which is ice. It's like an ice broth, a chipped ice broth with those really chewy glass noodles. I think they're made of mung bean.
Okay.
Egg on top with a bunch of gochujang and like 2 thin pieces of beef and cucumber. It was insane, but that's not even what my wine of the week was.
Oh my God.
It was so good. I'm desperate to go back.
Fuck.
On our way downtown, he was like, oh, I've wanted to stop at this donut place called Bear Donut. It's mochi donuts.
Oh, ew.
So no. Why are you ewing?
Too much.
No.
Chew.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God. I was like, this is the dream. It's like, I need, like oh, each bite
ew.
Feels like so much of a bite.
Oof.
So I think, I guess they just use rice flour, but I just got a plain glazed. Oh my God. It was so good. They have them at Queens Night Market.
Okay.
See you later.
Tomorrow I will see for myself. I'm not a mochi fan, so maybe I should skip. I think donuts should be, like, so airy.
Yeah, this is very dense.
Yeah.
I think you... Well, so you don't like mochi...
Like, plain. I don't like
it. Interesting. God, I love mochi.
Mm.
Something about the texture. And also, I think it's like a shredded wheat to me in that it's sort of flavorless.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. I'm very into that.
Cool. Cool.
Cool, man.
Oh, my God. How excited are we for Queens Night Market tomorrow?
Guys, it's tomorrow. I know you've been waiting all week for us to tell you what it's like. Exactly.
Yeah.
But first, we're going to talk more about how excited we are. Okay, it's tomorrow. We're seeing Oppenheimer at 1:30. My appetizer will be popcorn and maybe M&Ms.
Wow.
Then we go to Queens Night Market. All right, guys, this is what's so crazy. I highly encourage people who, if you don't live in New York, like just go to the website because I was trying to make a list of the exciting things that we could eat tomorrow. All right. There's Sierra Leonean food. There's Burmese food.
Oh my God.
There's Fujianese lychee pork. There's Venezuelan food. There's Trinidadian food. There's Sudanese food, Antiguan food, Salvadorian food. I'm like, it's so cool. Because these are so many cuisines I've never tried. I don't even know what they are.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
After tomorrow, we'll be experts in all of them.
Yes. I will be waiting to school my Trinidadian friends in their own cuisine.
That's right. I'm so thrilled. We have to be there for like at least 2 hours because we need to try everything.
I know. We've got to do rounds.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. With something like this, I get so overwhelmed ahead of time of like...
Yes.
First of all, getting scared that somebody's going to go up and get something and they're not going to get enough.
Yep.
As in, okay, we're going to be 6 people.
Yeah.
we just have to tell everybody that they have to get a lot of whatever stand they go to, they have to get enough that we can all have some.
Okay, I have also heard about the Queen's Night Market that the portions are very, like, small and individual.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. But that might make things easier because you just get six of everything.
Yes.
It's not like there's one dish that's like a turkey leg or something.
Right.
Because we'd all be splitting a turkey leg.
Well.
Right, it's not like big plate chicken.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's very helpful.
I could be wrong, but that's what I've heard.
But I agree. I think we have to be there for a while, also because we need to see the School of Rock Queens kids band.
What time do they start playing?
6:30.
Wow.
And then there's a merengue punk band.
I was like, oh,
that
my
sounds
God.
So fucking
it's
cool.
It's going to be the best night of our lives.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I want to try everything. Here are some highlights because I did a little bit of reconnaissance on Reddit,
so
if you can believe it.
I love Reddit.
Apparently, the passion fruit juice and everything else at the Trinidadian Bacon Shark is incredible.
Okay.
The Brazilian steak sandwich. The jerk chicken has apparently excellent hot sauce, which goes really well with the Burmese bites.
Oh my God. You went deep.
I'm so thrilled. I mean, I just took the notes from the other people who have already been deep. Mini arepa sampler.
Okay.
Oh my God, I love an arepa.
Me too. Fuck, it's been so long. Oh my God. Is that place Caracas still open?
I think so. Yeah, the East Village,
place.
Right?
Yeah.
Moon Man is the mochi donuts, or that might actually be Indonesian desserts. And then Nonsense, which I think it's like a Tibetan cuisine. So, mochi donut.
Wow.
And if that's not enough, we'll just give you a chimney cake, because don't worry, there's one there.
Well, we've got to end. What would a fair be without a chimney cake?
Chimney cake. But these ones are Romanian, which I think is where they're actually from.
Yes.
So maybe it's more legit than what we were seeing in Prague.
Yes, we saw a lot of chimney cakes in Prague. Did we even cover that on the podcast?
I don't think so.
They looked like big, like, buttholes. It was really gross.
Well, it looked like
grossed me out.
If you're
it looked like an intestine.
Came out.
Yeah. It looked like someone, ugh. The end of someone's digestive tract.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, I woke up on, like, at 3 a.m. on Friday night convinced I had appendicitis.
Oh no.
Absolutely convinced. Going through the entire thing in my head of like, okay, am I gonna go to the hospital upstate? Do we think that the hospital upstate, maybe they'll, like, they won't cover the scar as well as somewhere in New York City?
Oh my God.
Going through truly.
What side is it on?
Right side, lower right side.
Okay.
Eventually it disappeared. But I'm like, the night mind is just so crazy, don't you think?
The night mind is bad.
Oh my God. It's like suddenly in the light of day, I'm like, what was I freaking out about?
I know.
And like the gymnastics I was putting my mind through.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know how big the Queen's Night Market is. I don't know, like, how much of a plan of attack
you mean, like,
we
square
need.
Footage?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think we gotta get there. We're gonna get there early, right after Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
We are, I think one, maybe our method should be, you know, we stake out some ground.
Yep.
Maybe we all do a lap. We all look.
Okay.
Then we get a table.
Yeah.
So we don't need to bring, like, a picnic blanket.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll look up some more photos to make sure.
Yes. We will get a table, and then maybe we take turns, like, in pairs of twos, and, like, the rest of two people stay there, or maybe, or
I think,
or,
one,
like,
person is going to have to be on holding down the fort mode.
Exactly.
Wow.
Or more, and other people go out and gather.
That's a real, like, I volunteer's tribute moment.
But I think we could have fun if we, like, all get a drink and like, one snack and sit there, and then it can almost be like a round robin where, or like bowling, like someone goes out, gets the stuff, comes back, we eat it, and then the next person goes out and gets something else.
Okay, I like that. Maybe
rather than like getting all the food at, but maybe the lines will get bigger and maybe they'll run out of things.
Exactly.
That's a huge
they
anxiety.
Do run out.
Oh,
I read
fuck.
On Reddit they run out all right. of things.
All right, well, who's gonna hold down the fort?
God. Maybe I'll do it.
No.
Maybe I'll be the one holding down the
fort. Not you, with all the Reddit knowledge. You have to be the one.
Oh, do you think I'm not bringing my notes with me?
Yeah, you're bringing your notes with you.
Exactly.
When you're walking around, you're going to be, like, the tour guide.
Then again, if, as you said, we want to try everything, we have 56 stalls to hit, so.
Wow. Well.
Oh, my God.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Okay, so that's Queen's Night Market. We'll tell you guys next week how it was. Also, I'm fasting today. I'm so hungry. I can't even see straight. I was doing this research and I was like,
you're out of your mind. Also, I just picked Sylvie up from a fitness class. So I can't believe you fast on the days where you jump around and burn a trillion calories.
It doesn't feel, you know when it feels weird? If I couldn't do it the day after the fast. Like I could not wake up first thing tomorrow and then go exercise.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's sort of like the depletion, like it takes time to I don't know. It's weird.
That makes sense, I think.
Like it takes like the calories and like time to actually get back into gear.
Well, okay. Follow-up question. Do you find that the night before a fast you eat like a lot or later?
I eat like the normal amount, but I'll certainly be like, oh, I'm fasting tomorrow. Like, sure, I'll have dessert or something. But
I wonder if it's like, you're not hungry for longer.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't. Remember when we were in grad school and we would be like, this is a cheat meal? Yeah. Like, I would eat so much more than the night before I fast. Also, just because I do this every week, so it's not really like, I'm never eating again. Okay, but I wanted to talk about... going off of my raw sauce that I made.
Mm-hmm.
Other raw sauces and, like, ways to just not turn on your stove in the summer.
Okay, so... Okay. Your tomatoes for your raw sauce seems like you did good.
It was good. It was really good.
I have made many mistakes in the past of trying to use beautiful heirloom tomatoes for a raw sauce, and they're too watery.
Yep.
Too watery. Yeah. So I think you've got to use small, like Sungolds.
Yeah.
You've got to use smaller tomatoes or fleshier tomatoes.
Yeah, or have the energy to cook down.
Yeah.
The heirloom.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. When I start, if I start cooking down a tomato sauce, then it's like it goes through a very watery phase before it gets to like a nice, thicker, slick phase.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's almost sort of, you either go fully raw or fully cooked. I find it very hard to do just burst tomatoes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We did a New York Times recipe of some just burst tomatoes the other night, and it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you have to put in so much cheese that it gets
nice.
How do you say cheese? So obviously pesto, clearly that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are other... raw sauces.
I mean, like, technically, couldn't you say carbonara is? Oh, I guess the bacon is cooked. The pancetta is
cooked.
That's
true.
But the egg is raw.
Yeah.
I feel like there's one... I mean, I'm just making this up, but I think I've made it before. That's just, like, a bunch of herbs. But wait, I was going to say, like, asparagus, and I guess that would be cooked.
But I was thinking asparagus. Okay, because my dream is that the pasta... is so hot that it just barely cooks the vegetables. So with asparagus, I was thinking if you shaved it.
Ooh, cool.
So it was like so thin that like the heat of the pasta cooked it.
Maybe.
With like a little bit of lemon zest and a bunch of pecorino.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Let's try that. Yeah. It's just something with, and just all the herbs.
Yeah. And then I guess it's like any pesto that you don't have to use basil, you can use.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to use basil, you don't have to use parmesan, you don't have to use pine nut. You can use parsley and pistachio. Mm-hmm. And didn't you talk about a pistachio pesto the other day?
No.
Wow, I guess this riot is still going. I think riot is the incorrect phrase, I hope.
How am I going to get home?
West 4th, I think.
Beep, 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 beep.
The other hot thing that I wanted to talk about that sort of goes off of the no cooked tomato sauce, the summer produce, etc., is zucchini.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what did I write? Zucchini?
Are you a fan or not? I can't remember.
Well, exactly.
You are, I thought.
Okay, so I'm like kind of not. Okay. I don't really, as far as zucchini goes, first of all, it's so ubiquitous in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, you go to the farmer's market, it's zucchini top to toe.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way that I really like it is if it's been cooked for so long that it basically only resembles olive oil and salt.
Yes.
But I looked up some other... So there, I found this beautiful book called On Vegetables by Elizabeth David at my parents' house this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And she had two such great recipes for zucchini that I'm determined to try. One of which is like a zucchini gratin.
Okay.
But instead of cutting the zucchinis into thin rounds, she grates it.
Huh.
She grates it, cooks it down, but then I think also squeezes out the juice.
You know how I feel about squeezing out the juice and the water.
What? You gotta.
It's just, for some reason, like, I hate doing it.
Interesting.
With spinach, I hate it. I feel like you can never get it out fully.
Well, I think you hate it because you're so thorough about everything.
I just, but like, I hate, like, you have to, like, it, like, makes my hand cramp up, and it's so awkward. You're, like, scraping the bottom of your mesh little container.
Ugh, yeah.
And it takes forever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
I thought that sounded like a nice preparation, because my parents are growing these zucchinis, and I'm like, well, obviously we're not going to let them go to waste.
Yeah.
But I don't like zucchini. So I'm going to try that. And the other one was like a zucchini tien,
mm-hmm.
which was done with rice.
Mm.
So I can't remember if the rice was in the gratin or in the tien, but it was a similar preparation with the grated zucchini. And then it's like mixed with cooked rice.
Yum.
And then topped with cheese. And I'm like, that sounds fucking good.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Very very novel recipes.
And yeah, and the gratin had a bechamel in it as well. So it was like bechamel zucchini, this grated zucchini, and then just topped with bechamel and cheese. Like that sounds, that's a way to use your summer squash.
But were there breadcrumbs on it or anything? That feels like all very mushy to me.
Maybe the cheese got quite mushy.
A little bit of browning on the top.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think it's like moussaka. Anyway, kind of mush, you know? It's like you just accept it's mushy and you just enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, I made some grilled zucchini last week that turned out well, and I think I grilled it with no salt and pepper on it because I like it when it stays a little more firm. And
right.
Then I put salt and pepper and kind of put it in a bath, like kind of toss it, turn it in a bath of like a little bit of olive oil and like good vinegar, some lemon juice, salt and pepper to kind of give it flavor after it's been cooked and is hot and like open to taking on
flavors. Walk me through this. So you put nothing on it. It's raw when it goes on the grill, or does it have olive oil on it?
Sometimes I'll just oil the grate.
Right.
But sometimes I'll put a little bit of olive oil on it, but sometimes I'll just do it raw. And then, you know, sometimes it'll start to shrivel, and then I'll always bring a little brush with some oil out to the grill.
Yeah.
To just in case. Okay, so then I had the grilled zucchini. I kind of like tore it into pieces. Then I tore up some mozzarella and put it right on so that kind of started to get a little melty.
Yeah.
And then I just covered it in herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Mint, parsley, basil. I think there was something else I put in there. Maybe like thyme, tarragon or something. Pine nuts, like a crunch is good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And was that it? I feel like there was something sweet. Did I put like a currant or like a caper? Whatever it was. And it looked like, and then I like topped it with more balsamic, and it looked like very kind of, you know, like restaurants from 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Of like, this is all like a splatter painting, Pollock dish.
Uh-huh.
But it was really good as a side.
It sounds incredibly delicious.
Yeah, I think you just gotta coat. The freshness of the herbs and the zucchini, they've gotta go together. But I also love to just saute a bunch of zucchini mm-hmm. and keep it in the fridge.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's good in an omelet. It's good in the shakshuka.
Yeah.
It's good. I like having zucchini for breakfast. It's very easy Ooh. On your stomach.
Just zucchini or like no, zucchini
like with
eggs?
No, like with an egg in some
like,
way.
That sounds so yummy.
Yeah.
Actually, do you think you could do like a saute down zucchini with a scramble? Like scramble in eggs?
Yeah,
whoa,
probably.
And dill and a little bit of feta?
Dill.
Ooh.
Oh, you know what? Aren't there all those recipes on the New York Times for pasta sauce made with zucchini? Like almost like an...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I'll
often
creamy.
Do that. Yeah, or like... Yeah, it does. I know that's why when it's cooked down, I really like it. I just think... I was traumatized by the zoodle movement.
Yes.
I was traumatized by someone thinking that like, okay, hold on. I'm seeing it in my mind's eye. Okay. One of those plastic platters from like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or whatever. And it has cut quarter inch thick raw zucchini with like a ranch dressing. What?
So weird.
Who would want that? Why would you want that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Zucchini, broccoli, cauliflower. Those are not made to be eaten raw, you guys. They're not... Oh my God.
I know.
That's why I've been, that's the scar that I've been carrying.
I'm so sorry. Well, hopefully you can begin to release that.
I think I can release that and enjoy zucchini again. Yeah. Summer squash, though, is still a no for me. The yellow ones.
Yeah. They're so cute, though. I love the little round ones.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah. What was I going to say about zucchini? I had one other idea for it. Oh, I mean, I guess it's technically not a raw sauce, but it's a pasta sauce you can make ahead. You saute a bunch of zucchini, and then you just throw it in a blender with basically just olive oil and salt and, like, water or broth and, like, some grated parm, and it just emulsifies so well and gets so creamy, and it's, like, a great and creamy alternative, and then you cook your pasta, and it's
that
like you've got a sauce.
So good. Is it okay that it's not chunky?
Yeah, I like that it's... And you can leave some of the sautéed zucchini whole and not throw them in, so then you can toss those with it.
That's such a brilliant idea.
I think it was... Someone recommended it to me, this recipe, and I think maybe it was, like, Stanley Tucci from his show or something. I don't know.
Well, I guess you can go to the Queen's Night Market without me. I'll be sautéing my zucchini at home.
It does take a long time to sauté that much zucchini.
To get that water down. But then, would you salt before or after?
I salt when it's in the pan at some point. It's just on the grill.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to try that because I did grill some zucchini this weekend and I was like, wait, I feel like Ari talked about not salting it beforehand. Mm-hmm. Also, it's always, you're sitting there, you're watching this water come out of it and you're like, wait, now what?
Yeah.
Like now I want to just like press it out. You know, I want to like push it against the thing and like let all the water.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you want to do like a smash burger zucchini. Ooh, yeah. Get that sizzle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was buying something at Whisk. Whisk is this really great kitchen store. Kitchen store? Is that the right? Cooking store? Kitchen store? In Brooklyn. There used to be one two blocks away from me and it closed. But I had to buy like more compost filters from there. And they had like a certain limit before getting free shipping. So I was like, well, I'd rather support them. And like, I want free shipping, whatever. I bought a new...
What?
And there goes my brain. I forget what I bought.
Was it an appliance?
Okay, I did buy a new appliance. I bought a new immersion blender.
Ooh!
With whisk attachment. Because mine is... I realized I was like, oh, mine is... I inherited this like more than 15 years ago. And the blender, the whisk has been broken for so long. I was like, I think I'm allowed to do this.
I never understood the use of the whisk on it. Just sidebar.
Well, to me, it's for things that are less intensive than using a KitchenAid.
Okay, so is it almost like, you know those things that our moms used to have that were like the guns with the two whisks?
Yes. Oh, God, I love those. I think about those all the
time.
So
is it like, it's like, I can do that without you having to own one of those things?
Yes, exactly. It's like, there's an immersion blender, and there's also, if I
but
want
to... But it doesn't spin.
No, it does.
Oh, it spins.
Yeah. So the motor spins the whisk.
Okay.
So it's like, if you want to quickly whip cream, or you wanted to whisk anything else, but it's like not as sturdy as... for like creaming butter and sugar together.
Uh-huh.
Like usually I think the whisk, it's like a little bit more flimsy than that.
Yeah. It's very limited usage, I would say.
I don't know. Like I need it for cream. I know you like to whip cream by hand, but sometimes one is pressed for time.
Sure.
Whatever. So for those uses. So I bought that. I bought my thingies. Hold on. There was something else that I bought that I was like,
a
new... stainless steel, a new non-stick pan.
Ooh.
Because after your lecture about how they become poisonous after like 2 years, I bought a new one. I'm so excited.
Wow. Great.
You're going to be seeing that non-stick cooking.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited to buy some new kitchen appliances myself. We're moving. Chris and I finally got our own apartment. We've been subletting for a year and a half. And before that, we were living in my in-laws. So we haven't had our own stuff in so long that we're both like, I don't even remember what kitchen supplies we even have.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know what, because we definitely sold a lot of stuff. We donated a lot of stuff when we moved out of our last apartment in 2020.
Oh, my God. Can you and I have a date at Whisk and, like, go and buy so much stuff?
I'm sure. I think I donated, like, most of our stuff just because, you know.
Including pots and pans?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, okay, now, you guys had a registry.
Yes.
Did you put kitchen stuff on the registry, and is it sitting in boxes?
We didn't put a lot of kitchen stuff on the registry because we wanted just, like, fun, like pretty stuff.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean me.
Yes. Of course. The woman does the registry. What a surprise. Yes. Yeah. Some gender norms never die.
No. So I think there were a couple things, but no appliances. Mm-hmm. Except
Vitamix. No, don't tell me. Kitchen appliance?
Yes. I wonder if you know what it is. You might not even... I had never heard of it.
Okay, is it an Una pizza maker? Stovetop pizza maker?
No, but that would... Fuck.
It's not a KitchenAid, obviously, because you would have heard of that. Okay.
Here, you can go by, like, category.
It's not... Is it for sweets or for savories?
Either.
Interesting. So it's not an ice cream maker.
No.
Never
heard of it. It's like you could... This brand that does this specific thing. So wow. It's like taken something that everyone has and does it much better because it uses a different kind of technology. Oh,
steam toaster.
Yes.
Oh,
the
my
Japanese
God.
One.
Oh my God, you got one. That's so amazing.
I'm so excited.
I saw one. We were staying at a friend's house and they had one.
Was it like the Balmuda one?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, and you put like a teaspoon of water in it. Yeah. And it's supposed to like be able to rehydrate like a croissant. It's supposed to, everything stays crispy on the outside, but gets really...
That's so
you come over and use it.
I mean, I was trying to rehydrate. I actually successfully rehydrated some truly ancient bread the other day.
Ooh.
By wrapping it in a damp kitchen towel and putting it in that microwave for 2 minutes. It did great.
Huh.
I mean, but I'm also like, I live in New York City. I would rather just go and buy fresh bread and like accept that this bread is dead.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't have that option. So, you know. Rehydration is key, but that's so great.
Yes. You know what? We don't have a microwave.
Now, how do you feel about the microwave? Do you need one?
I don't, but I feel like my husband does.
Hot pockets ain't going to cook themselves.
That's
soap,
right.
You know? Don't want to eat that frozen hot pocket. When Harry first moved in, he was like, are you sure you want to keep that microwave? We'll never use it. But I feel like I use it, for... reheating like tea or
frozen
broth.
That's exactly. The thing. Frozen broth.
Yeah. But my dad is like, no, the microwave is like the most genius appliance. You can use it for so many things.
Yeah.
And I do think he's sort of right.
Yeah.
I would just like a smaller one.
And the thing is, I have to figure out if we get one where we put it because I don't want it on the counter. Like yours is built, you know, I've always had them like kind of built in above the stove.
Yeah.
And there is like a little gap above the sink where it looks like one should fit, but there isn't one there. So I can just like buy a little shelf and put it up there.
I don't really understand how to make sure there's like power behind it, right? That there's like a place to plug it in. Then just do that.
Huh.
Yeah. Microwave, here you come. That's very exciting. Well, looking around my kitchen, I'm like, oh, I would love to get one of those cool Japanese toasters, but I have no room. Our kitchen's so small.
It's a really good size.
It's a great kitchen. I love it so much. But it is small in its own way.
Yeah.
I dream of having a larger one where I could put a big old... like, put a nice toaster out, but have it hidden behind something.
Like, behind what?
I don't know. A beautiful door. A beautiful tiny door. Huh. One of those doors that, like, this. What do you call that door? A garage-style door?
Yeah. Those can be annoying, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you have to, like, hold it up.
No. And then it, like, folds up on the top.
Ooh.
So, okay, how would I describe this motion? Okay, I'm taking the handle. The handle's, like, on the bottom at the counter. I'm moving it up 90 degrees, and then I'm, like, shoving it back into the...
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a question. What would you call this movement?
You're kind of kneading your hands together? Why?
Because I was watching a fly do it the other day
with its
front legs, and I was thinking, like, doesn't that motion look like? And I was like, I had a plate in front of me. I was sitting outside eating, and I was like, that motion looks like he's getting so excited to eat my food.
Oh, it is like it's. I've always thought that about flies that they're always like getting ready for something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're going like, ooh,
ooh, baby,
yeah. Exactly. That zucchini sauce looks good.
They're very positive, enthusiastic, like excitable insects.
And then with its back legs, when it does, it's sort of like, I've had enough.
Yeah.
They're like, oh.
They're so weird. Yeah.
So weird. God, what must it feel like to be a fly?
No thanks.
Well, Hold on, wait. What were we on before I got to the fly? Sorry.
Toasters, microwaves.
Space, microwaves.
Your whisk, your immersion blender, your nonstick pan.
Your new kitchen.
My new kitchen. I need to get an island.
What do you mean?
There isn't one.
Oh, cool. So, all right. So, does the kitchen have a door on it?
No. Okay. It's just like the big, you know, open, what's it called? Like open concept, open plan. And the kitchen is like on the wall of like two kind of little on a corner wall.
Yeah.
Which I just hate. I need an island because I need to be able to look out. I don't like preparing foods just looking into a cabinet.
It's terrible. Terrible. Yes, I completely agree. And also I feel like then there's no shelves, no like cutting space.
Right.
Yeah. So you do have to get an island. What are you going to get?
I don't know.
A huge butcher block. You could get like two butcher blocks and put them next to each other. I like the idea of like, okay, so if the kitchen is in an L, putting like the two butcher blocks against the short end of the L
to make it like a cut off the space
Exactly.
Move,
and that's so an that option. Yeah, so that it becomes a U.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I can't wait to have you over.
I can't wait.
You could be my designer and walk through the space.
Oh my God. Well, nothing would make me happier. I'm in.
Okay.
Okay. I have to go shower before I go to see this show, The Doctor, and meet Harry at J.G. Mellon.
How are you going to J.G. Mellon if you're fasting?
He's eating. I fasted. Yesterday. He had whatever. It's a whole thing because I was seeing a friend yesterday. I'm just going to sit and I'm going to have my seltzer with bitters.
Wow. You love to challenge yourself.
But I don't think of it as that. I'm just like, I want to feel good in my body. And if I don't do some version of intermittent fasting, then I can't eat everything I want anytime I want.
Okay.
Of course, the irony being that when I'm fasting, I'm not eating anything at all.
Yeah. But it's okay. It works for you. It works for a lot of people.
I know. It sure does.
Okay.
Anyway, love you guys. See you next week. We will recap the Queen's Night Market, not to worry.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
So excited.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take notes tomorrow during it. Well, maybe we won't. I don't know. We're just going to eat. We're going to eat a lot.
We'll take pictures of what we're eating, because I'm sure everybody else there will be taking pictures of their food, and then we'll remember everything that we ate.
Okay.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.